Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Moneytopia: Saving Financial Literacy for Children is a 35-page educational children's book by Dr. Shanshan Peer MBA, created for readers roughly ages 3 to 11. It belongs to the Moneytopia series, which uses child-friendly characters and classroom-based situations to introduce basic financial ideas in an accessible way. This volume focuses specifically on saving, making it part of an early financial literacy effort, rather than a general picture book or a fictional adventure built for entertainment alone. The book's purpose is practical: to help young children understand why saving matters, how spending choices work, and how simple budgeting habits can be learned early. Its approach reflects a wider concern in financial education, namely that money habits begin forming very young, yet many families do not regularly discuss money with children. By presenting these ideas in a playful format, the book aims to make foundational concepts understandable without turning them into a formal lesson. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, saving as an early habit, not a later skill. The central idea of the book is that saving should be introduced early, before children develop fixed habits around spending and consumption, rather than treating money management as something reserved for teenagers or adults. The book frames saving as a basic behavior that can be learned in simple terms by preschool and elementary age readers. This matters because the book is built around the observation that financial patterns often begin forming in childhood. In practice, that means the story is less about advanced economics and more about establishing a first relationship with money, saving a portion, waiting for a goal, and understanding that choices have consequences. By focusing on early learning, the book positions saving as a routine practice children can recognize in everyday life, not an abstract adult responsibility. That design choice gives the book educational value for parents and teachers who want to start money conversations before children encounter more complicated financial decisions. Secondly, needs and wants as the foundation for money decisions. One of the book's most important teaching tools is the distinction between needs and wants. This is a classic financial literacy concept, but here it is adapted for young children through concrete examples they can understand, such as food and shelter versus optional items they simply desire. The value of this distinction is that it helps children see that money is limited and must be allocated thoughtfully. A child who learns to separate needs from wants is better prepared to understand why some purchases come first and others may have to wait. In the context of the book, this is not presented as a moral lesson about denying enjoyment. Instead, it is a practical framework for deciding what to buy and what to postpone. That makes the concept useful beyond the page. It gives caregivers and educators a vocabulary for everyday conversations about family spending, classroom activities, and allowance choices, while also laying the groundwork for future budgeting skills. Thirdly, budgeting through a child-sized group activity. The book introduces budgeting through a simple classroom or party planning scenario, which makes an otherwise technical concept feel concrete and age-appropriate. Rather than defining budgeting in abstract terms, it shows children that a limited amount of money must be divided among different goals. This approach is effective because young readers learn best when they can imagine a situation with visible choices and consequences. The space party activity described in the source material is especially useful because it turns budgeting into a shared problem. The children must decide what fits within their plan, what cannot be included, and how each decision affects the overall result. By doing this, the book teaches that budgeting is not just about counting money, but about making trade-offs. It helps children recognize that even small financial plans require prioritization. That practical structure gives the book more instructional clarity than a purely symbolic picture book, because the lesson is directly connected to a familiar, concrete experience.
Fourthly, basic math and prioritization as supporting skills. The book connects saving with two supporting skills, basic math and prioritization.
This is significant because it shows financial literacy as more than memorizing terms. Children are encouraged to count, compare, and think in sequence, which gives the lesson a cognitive foundation. Saving requires understanding how amounts change over time, how spending reduces what remains, and how choices influence future options. By embedding these ideas in a simple children's format, the book links money management to early numeracy. Prioritization is equally important because children must decide which goals matter most when resources are limited. The book appears to treat this as a developmental skill rather than a strict financial rule, which makes it suitable for young readers. In educational terms, this combination is strong because it integrates money concepts with general problem solving. That means the book can support not only money awareness, but also broader habits of organized thinking, making it useful in classroom, home, or daycare settings. Lastly, an educational tool designed for parents, schools, and early learning settings, Moneytopia Saving is clearly positioned as a teaching resource, not simply a standalone story. Its audience includes parents, schools, daycares, and home learning environments. which reflects its intended function as a practical support for adults guiding children's financial development. The book's short length, simple language, and visual storytelling format make it well suited to read aloud sessions and guided discussion. That is important because money literacy at this age usually depends on adult mediation. The book gives adults an entry point for conversations that might otherwise feel difficult to start, especially with very young children. Compared with more general children's books, its value lies in specificity. It focuses on one financial concept and breaks it into understandable parts. That specialization makes it more useful for targeted learning than books that only mention money in passing. In the broader category of children's finance books, this one stands out by being clearly built around early instruction, classroom relevance, and everyday application rather than entertainment alone. In conclusion, Moneytopia: Saving Financial Literacy for Children is best suited for parents, educators, and caregivers who want an early, low-pressure way to introduce money habits. It is especially useful for children in preschool and early elementary years, when ideas such as needs, wants, and saving are still forming. The book offers practical value by turning financial literacy into a simple conversation rather than a formal lesson, which makes it easier for adults to use in classrooms, daycares, or at home. Its main benefit is that it connects saving to familiar childhood experiences, such as choosing among limited options and planning for a goal. Compared with many children's books about money, it is more focused and instructional. Rather than covering finance broadly, it concentrates on one core habit and supports it with basic budgeting, prioritization, and numeracy. That narrow focus is a strength because it gives the book clear educational purpose. In its category, it stands out as a specialized early learning tool that treats financial literacy as something children can begin understanding well before they can manage money independently. If you would like to support Dr. Shanshan Peer MBA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.